So science definitely doesn't waste its time, as it has the girls from Green Eye for Girls up and ready and working from the very early morning hours, the first sun rays, or as it's Brussels, probably the first raindrops. But and I don't know about them, but I love mornings. But the thing is, the only thing I love about them is when I get to sleep through them. And luckily, the girls here have promised to tell me why is that. And actually, they're going to be speaking about His Majesty, the sleep cycle.
Most dreaming occurs during the fourth stage of sleep, known as rapid eye movement, REM, as we said before. REM sleep is characterized by eye movement, increased respiration rate, and increased brain activity. REM sleep is also referred to as paradoxical sleep, because while the brain and other body systems become more active, muscles become more relaxed. Dreaming occurs because of increased brain activity, but voluntary muscles become paralyzed.
Okay, those all seem very complex. One last question. Does sleep progress through these stages?
Good question. The answer is no. It is important to realize that sleep does not progress through these stages in sequence. Sleep begins in stage 1 and progresses into stages 2 and 3. After stage 3 sleep, stage 2 sleep is repeated before entering REM sleep.
Once REM sleep is over, the body usually returns to stage 2 sleep. Sleep cycles repeat through these stages approximately for 4 or 5 times throughout the night. On average, we enter the REM stage approximately 90 minutes after falling asleep.
The first cycle of REM sleep might last only a short amount of time, but each cycle becomes longer. REM sleep can last up to an hour as sleep progresses, which is why it is so important.
Why is sleeping important? And which type is most important, REM or non-REM?
It is believed that during REM sleep, the brain is rejuvenating and resting. During non-REM sleep, the body is healing, regenerating tissue, and building bone and muscle. When a person is not getting enough REM sleep, they become confused, depressed, or irritable.
A person who is not getting enough non-REM sleep will be tired, listless, and may have a lower immune response. This is why sleep is so important.
Science on Air is brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.